March the 17th, 2023. Exodus chapter 23. God's Law, part 4. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. We bless you, we praise you. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. It's a fantabulous Friday morning. It's a great day to be here with you today. Every day is a great day to be with you. Why you say that? Because we're hearing the word of the Lord our God speak to us in our hearing and our spirit, encouraging us each and every morning and afternoon or evening, whenever you get the opportunity, of course, to listen in your quiet time. We thank you. We thank you for your obedience, for your diligence, for your consistency. We know that we are part of not this, just this platform or this community, the WhatsApp community. We know that we are part of something much greater than ourselves, which is the kingdom of the living God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We're thankful that God is our source. He is the one that we're looking to each and every day. And if, like my brother who reached out to me on yesterday, if for some reason you guys are not getting the messages or the episodes, just let me know on the platform or however you can communicate with me, because we know that each and every day. Thank you for sharing, because I've extended this to share with you. But the reality of it is, we're reading God's word each and every day, and He has become accustomed, if you will, to us at a certain time each day, speaking to Him, listening for Him to speak to us, that we might hear His voice and hear His instructions. And right now we're continuing in God's law. We're continuing the people of Israel. God is speaking to Moses on the mountain up close, and the people that are far. And these words that God is speaking to the people, we know are for them for a specific time, specific place, and them for a specific people. But we know that these truths, the essence, the ethics, and the morals of these truths still hold true on today. And there are commands within here, within these laws, that we are keeping even unto today for various different reasons. And as we read through, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will reveal to you why and which ones those are. Glory, hallelujah. We know that when we get to the sacrifices and the Levitical sacrifices, that those were done away because of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, the high priest who has done away the sacrifices once and for all, because He has come and He is the last sacrifice that we need. So we're thankful for that. So be blessed on today, family, as we continue in God's law, part 4. And probably right now, it's going to be, we'll say, not the end, but it'll come to a close for a little while, and then in Deuteronomy we'll pick back up again when Moses reiterates the law to the people as he passes the baton, if you will, to Joshua. But of course, we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. Let's be blessed with today and live today for what it is. Exodus chapter 23, God's law. You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit siding with the many so as to pervert justice. Nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall bring it back to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it from it. You shall not pervert the justice due to your poor in his lawsuit. Keep far from a false charge and do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked. And you shall not take no bribe or any bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of those who are in the right. You shall not oppress a sojourner. you know the heart of a sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. Laws about the Sabbath and festivals. For 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its yield. For the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave, the beast of the field may eat. You shall do likewise with your vineyard and with your olive orchard. 6 days you shall do your work, but on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and your son of your servant women and the alien may be refreshed. Pay attention to all that I have said to you, and make no mention of the names of other gods, nor let it be heard on your lips. 3 times in the year you shall keep a feast to me. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. As I commanded you, you shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty-handed. You shall keep the feast of harvest, of the first fruits of your labor, of what you sow in the field. You shall keep the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you gather in from the field the fruit of your labor. 3 times in the year shall all your males appear before the Lord God. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with anything leavened, or let the fat of my feast remain until the morning. The best of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Conquest of Canaan promised. Behold, I send an angel before to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Pay attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if you carefully obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. When my angel goes before you and brings you to the Amorites, and to the Hittites, and to the Perizzites, and to the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and blot them out, you shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do as they do, but you shall utterly overthrow them and break their pillars in pieces. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. None shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror before you, and will throw into confusion all the people against whom you shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send hornets before you, which I shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hivites from before you. And I will not drive them, out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the wild beasts multiply against you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you, until you have increased and possessed the land. And I will set your border from the Red Sea to the Sea of Philistines, and from the wilderness to the Euphrates, I will give you the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them and their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your word. God's Law, Part 4. We see here, family, in verses 1 through 9 that these ordinances, they call for impartial justice. The Israelites were to deal honestly and fairly with all people. No one was to be treated with favoritism, not even the poor. And no one was to be treated with injustice, not even an enemy's animal. Injustice, false accusations, bribes, and oppression are to have no place among God's people. Israel was to observe a variety of Sabbaths and festivals. The law regarding a weekly Sabbath of rest for people and animals was expanded to sabbatical years to provide rest for the land and food for the poor. Remember, it said, for 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its yield. But the seventh year, you shall let it rest. This was a reminder that God owned the land, and they were stewards on his behalf. We see in verses 14 through 19, the people were also to celebrate three festivals every year in honor of the Lord. The Festival of Unleavened Bread, this was held in conjunction with the Passover and commemorated the Exodus from Egypt, which we just read not too long ago. And he's reminding them of what to do. The Festival of Harvest was another festival that they were to observe, also known as the Festival of Weeks or Pentecost. This took place after the wheat harvest, 7 weeks after the Festival of Unleavened Bread. And then there was the Festival of the Ingathering, which took place at the end of the year. Each of these festivals, family, was a reminder of God's provision for his people. And we see that God thoughtfully promised to drive out the Israelites, the enemies of the land, gradually, little by little, or else the land would become desolate. Israel was to make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land or with their gods. Their adulterous beliefs and practices would lure Israel, leading God's people to sin. They needed this. They needed the regulation of God's laws if they were to enjoy God's blessings. And that meant no compromising with their enemies and no idolatry. Family, as we read these laws, can we not see where these practices are essential even for us today? We recognize that even as God gave them 6,000 years ago to the people of Israel at a specific time and a specific place for a specific people, we realize even unto today, they transcend through time. We could recognize the morals, the ethics. We could recognize God's character and hold fast to those which pertain to us even on today. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your promises of yea and amen. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your laws, Lord Father God, that do not restrict us, but they set us free. They let us know that indeed you care for us. You care for the land. You care for the animals. You let us know that we are special to you. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you that indeed we can call you Abba, Father, for you are sovereign and in control of all. In this very day, Lord God, we place all at your feet, all in your hands, all in your care, that you may be glorified, that you may sanctify all that we have laid before you, because we are just stewards and we want to steward well. So continue, Lord Father God, to give us this day our daily bread, that we might yield not to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in all our ways and let you direct our path. We bless, honor, and praise you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Be encouraged today, family. Be blessed on this Friday. Looking forward to continuing God's word on tomorrow. Let those who know around you that the celebration of the Lord's resurrection is coming soon, and we want them to share in it with us, especially those who do not know the Lord, who do not know the Lord God as Savior. And speaking of which, we know that there are many who are listening now that may not have recognized that Jesus is Lord of their lives and is able to save them for eternity, that he may be with the Father, even now on this side of eternity and forevermore. Glory, hallelujah. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God said, if you confess your sins to him, he is faithful, he is just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If out of your mouth you call upon the name of Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead to pay the penalty, the price for your sin, you shall be saved. You shall call God Abba, Father. You shall walk with the family of believers, and indeed we want to walk with you. This journey was not made to be walked alone. We love you. Indeed, we do. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory. Hallelujah.